everybody eats when they come to my house.
Well, John Lendorf, this is the final Radio Nibbles edition of 2016, and happy new year to you, everybody and, listening.
Auld Lang Syne to you, too, although I don't actually really know what that means.
Me either. But what? Let's look ahead to 2017. You predict the future.
I do, and I think I speak for everyone when I say that 2016 was not one of my favorite years. So this is what I'm looking forward to in 2017 from a food standpoint. First, there actually was a look back. The NDP group looked back at the top 10 foods of the past decade. You'll be happy to know that yogurt came in number one, followed by bottled water, pizza, poultry, sandwiches, and Mexican food. But looking ahead, our own Sterling Rice Group in Boulder is predicting that sardines, chickpeas, turmeric, and legumes will be hot among the snackers in 2017.
Artisanal sardines, no doubt.
Probably artisanal saloons.
Hand-raised in your bathtub.
Yes. Meanwhile, another company, Baumann Whiteman, they are predicting that these things are going to pop up more on menus in 2017. Vegan cheese, which I think is pretty clear, heartier breakfast items, and savory ice cream flavors, including sweet potato. I would have sweet potato ice cream.
I would try it.
Yeah. And apparently there's going to be a resurgence in gruel. You heard it first here, people, on KGNU. Gruel is making a comeback. If you ever studied the Middle Ages, everybody ate gruel.
Out of necessity, gruel will
pretty
make
much
a comeback?
Porridge. Yeah. Yes, but yeah. Porridge, you know, it's basically what they're saying is we're going to eat breakfast cereal, whole grain breakfast cereal, for dinner.
And what about this whole gluten-free trend? Is that going to wax or wane in 2017?
Unfortunately, it's waxing. Only unfortunate in the sense that so many people who really have no problem with gluten at all aren't eating it.
Their choice.
Yes. And among the rising stars, Google is doing food trends now. They check their searches, and Google's rising stars, words that are big in the coming year, turmeric, nice anti-inflammatory, jackfruit.
What's jackfruit?
It's a tropical fruit that is being used widely now to create meatless meat.
Huh.
Cauliflower rice, which you can even buy in a bag now on the frozen food shelf.
This is rice made from cauliflower?
You take cauliflower, grind it up. That's cauliflower rice. It's not rice made out of cauliflower. And they're also saying that vegan donuts are going to be big. And, you know, that's kind of an easy prediction. And finally, my own prediction for the coming year,
yes.
Sam, pie. Pie is going to rise again.
Did it ever fall?
Well, not in my world.
All right, well, here's to pie. What's the best thing you tasted lately?
I actually tasted a panisse at the KGNU party. Somebody brought, I think that's how you pronounce it. Essentially, it is a, you know, like polenta squares. It's polenta made, but it's made from ground chickpeas.
Oh.
It's a non-fried falafel-like. And it's wonderful with sauces and stuff. It was really tasty. Do you want to try something new? Find out. PANISSES.
Panisse. Kudos to whoever brought that to the holiday party.
Hey, we am tasteful.
You can read John in the Boulder Weekly. Archived editions of this program, Radio Nibbles, are at news.kgnu.org. Happy New Year, sir. I hope you have a happy and healthy 2017.
Happy New Year to you, Sam, and to everybody.
Hannah!